SpaceX launches from both coasts, Lala strikes Hawaii, and the Pentagon investigates withheld UFO footage. SpaceX launched two Falcon 9 rockets from opposite U.S. coasts within 38 minutes of each other Friday night, one carrying a classified Space Force payload from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California, the other deploying a Globalstar communications satellite from Cape Canaveral in Florida. The operational cadence that makes simultaneous multi-mission launches logistically achievable is routine for SpaceX in the current era. It was without historical precedent before the company established it. The classified Space Force mission's orbit insertion parameters, payload mass, and mission designation are all withheld. The Globalstar deployment is more publicly legible. Globalstar provides the satellite infrastructure for Apple's emergency SOS via satellite feature, enabling distress messages from locations with no cellular coverage. Adding capacity to that constellation has direct consumer implications, potentially extending geographic coverage and improving message latency for emergency services. Hurricane Lala skirted Hawaii's Big Island overnight, killing one person and leaving widespread power outages. Pacific hurricane activity near Hawaii is historically rare, contributing to infrastructure and emergency preparedness frameworks that were not designed for a direct hit scenario. The meteorological record, since reliable satellite data became available in the 1970s, shows that direct landfalls or near misses on the Hawaiian Islands have become measurably more frequent over the past 15 years, corresponding to persistently warm sea surface temperature anomalies in the Central Pacific that expand the historically hospitable zone for these systems. The All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office is investigating allegations that the Air Force withheld video footage of triangle-shaped craft exhibiting flight characteristics inconsistent with known aircraft designs from congressional oversight offices mandated by the 2022 and 2023 UAP disclosure laws. AERO was created specifically because previous reporting structures allowed individual services to retain data without aggregating or analyzing it at the national level. If the allegation is accurate, the information compartmentalization problem that motivated AERO's creation has not been fully solved by its existence. One rational interpretation of triangular craft sightings remains classified domestic test programs. The B-2 was withheld from public knowledge for years, but the alleged withholding from legal oversight processes is the element that warrants congressional attention, regardless of what the objects actually are.